This is VOA News. I'm by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A former Saudi security official who helped oversee joint U.S. counterterrorism efforts claimed in an interview with 60 Minutes that the kingdom's crown prince once spoke of killing a sitting Saudi monarch before his own father was crowned king. Saad al-Jabri did not provide evidence to the CBS News program, which aired Sunday. The ex-intelligence official, who resides in exile in Canada, claimed that in 2014, Prince Mohammed boasted that he could kill King Abdullah. At the time, Prince Mohammed held no senior role in government, but was serving as a gatekeeper to his father's royal court when his father was still heir to the throne. King Salman ascended to the throne in January 2015 after his half-brother, King Abdullah, died of stated natural causes. Al-Jabri used the interview to warn Prince Mohammed bin Salman that he's recorded a video that reveals even more royal secrets in some of the United States. A short silent clip was shown to 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley. The video, Al-Jabri said, could be released if he is killed. Southeast Asian leaders are meeting this week for their annual summit with world leaders, but without Myanmar's top general. He has been shut out for refusing to take steps to end the deadly violence sparked by his forces' seizure of power in February. Myanmar defiantly protested the exclusion of its military ruler, saying it goes against the bedrock principles of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations that no member should interfere in another's domestic affairs. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pivotal Democratic Senator Joe Manchin appears to be on board with the White House's proposal for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations to help pay for U.S. President Joe Biden's scaled-back social services and climate change package. Biden huddled with the conservative West Virginia Democrat and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer at the president's Delaware home on Sunday as they work on resolving the disputes between centrists and progressives that have stalled the Democrats' wide-ranging bill. A person who requested anonymity to discuss Manchin's proposition told the Associated Press the senator is agreeable to the White House's new approach on the tax proposals. What had been a sweeping $3.5 trillion plan is now being eyed as a $1.75 trillion package. That's within a range that could still climb considerably higher. That's according to a second person who requested anonymity to discuss the private talks. Colombian government and security sources said Sunday that the country's priority is to extradite the captured drug lord, Dairo Antonio Usuga, known to the United States. He was caught by Colombia's armed forces during an operation in a rural area of Colombia's Urabá area, which is involved more than 500 members of Colombia's special forces and 22 helicopters. He is accused of exporting hundreds of tons of cocaine each year. President Iván Duque said on Saturday that he is also responsible for killing police officers, recruiting minors, and sexually abusing children. A northwestern Chinese province heavily dependent on tourism has now closed all tourist sites after finding new COVID-19 cases. Gansu lies along the ancient Silk Road, and it's famed for the grottos filled with Buddhist images and other religious sites. China counted 35 new cases on Monday alone, four of them in Gansu. China maintains a zero-tolerance policy toward the pandemic, using lockdowns, quarantines, and compulsory testing to eliminate the virus. The spread of the Delta variant by travelers is a particular concern ahead of the Winter Olympics in Beijing in February. Overseas spectators already are banned, and participants will have to stay in a bubble. The Guatemalan government has declared a month-long dawn-to-dusk curfew and banned public gatherings in the northern coastal province of Izabal. Following 2 days of protests against a mining project, thousands of police confronted demonstrators angered by a Swiss-run nickel mine. The protesters say that they were not consulted about the mine and lobbed stones at police who responded with tear gas and stones of their own. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.